Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Tell Anyone podcast. Today, I have for you a nice, chill episode. No cam, audio only, vibes only. You know what I mean? And if you're wondering why no video today, honestly, I just wanted to see how it would feel. I had a feeling that it would feel nice. I also think certain things are sometimes easier for me to say without worrying about the video portion. You know what I mean? And I hope that it'll maybe feel a little more connected in some weird way, like I'm whispering in your ear. Anyways, today I wanted to talk about my relationship to productivity, the pressures of obligation. Honestly, what I really wanted to title this is just like living life. But that is the most ambiguous shit ever. Kind of like when you say vibes, right? Like, what does living life even mean? Honestly, that's what we're going to get into today. And the reason that this has been on my mind and the reason I wanted to talk about it today is frankly because the last 2 weeks or so, I have been sliving. And if you don't know what sliving is, it's a combination of living and slaying. No, jokes aside, I feel like I've lived so much more life in the last 2-3 weeks than I had for a very, very, very long time. I went to Texas. I hung out with so many new people or people that I hadn't gotten close to before. And aside from that trip, I've just been spending so much time actually just taking the time to meet new people. Like, you know, the classic thing, especially in LA, is people always saying, oh my God, we should totally blah, 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 and then never fucking doing it. I've been actually doing it. I've been doing all of the doings. And I want to talk about the upsides of that, but also the downsides, because there do be some downsides. But before we do that, I just want to give you guys a little bit more tea to hopefully make you guys as excited as I am in a weird way. So there are a few people that I'm mutuals with that I never really had the chance to hang out with. And recently, when they ask to do something, I'm just like, okay. And I actually just pull up. And when I tell you, I can't even believe I'm saying these words. Like, it frightens me how impactful some of the recent connections that I've made in my life are. I don't want to get into all of them, but I'm going to give you guys a perfect example. So, I've been mutuals with this girl on Instagram. Literally because I got my makeup done once by a makeup artist and I told them that I was Moroccan. And he said, oh my God, actually not a makeup artist, it was a hairstylist, not that it matters, but he said, oh, you know, I've worked with this Moroccan singer. She's really cool. Like, I think you would like her. And he sent me her IG handle. And one thing about me, I will support someone with a similar identity. And so like anytime I come across someone who's Moroccan, Middle Eastern, whatever, I'm just like, oh, I'm like, let's fucking go. That's my sister and or brother, you know? Like I just feel this deep desire for camaraderie. And I think it can be something that's really hard to find, especially in a fake ass city. Like Los, I'm kidding. I hate being one of those people that complains about LA all the time. But people complain because it's a place that's all about entertainment. And honestly, that's fine. That's why the fuck we're here. Duh. But it is true that the flip side of that is sometimes things can be a little bit shallow and it can be hard to make real connection because everybody's looking for like their next career move or the next thing that's going to benefit them in some way, right? And that's not really true connection. That could be like true collaboration, but not true connection. Anyways, bit of a tangent. So we've been following each other for a while, like a few months maybe, I don't even know. And we tried to link up once before, but the timing was off. And I was like, whenever I'm back in town and you're back in town, let's make it happen. And she messaged me. She's like, oh, I'm free this day. Would you like to hang out? To be honest with you guys, me 3 or 4 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to, because the time that she wanted to hang out would have been the time that I would be streaming or filming or doing whatever. But nowadays, a lot of my productivity is broken up into meetings or like shorter blocks or smaller blocks that I can move around. And so I was like, you know what? I will make time to grab a coffee for you. And it was the best coffee I've ever gotten in my whole life, because we sat down, and when I told you, it felt like I was looking in a mirror. And that is so hard for me to say, because I've always been someone who gets along with people really well. Like, I just love human beings. So like, even since high school, I'm just like a little social butterfly. I want to be friends with you and you and you and you and your mom and your grandma and everybody's friends. But I've never ever felt like I met someone, or I've never felt like I've been in a group where I felt like I really belonged. I get along, but not really belong. Like, that sense of belonging is entirely different. And I spoke about this briefly in the first episode of DTA, and I touched on how, you know, part of that is just because my identity is very, I want to say confused, but that's really not the word to use. Maybe complicated, you know? I'm Moroccan, so I'm North African, but kind of Middle Eastern, but it's a French colony, and I speak French first, and I'm an immigrant, and I'm a gamer, and I'm like all these, I'm just a little fucking bit of everything, but I'm never enough of one thing to belong to a group. You guys might have heard the spiel, but if you were late, like, you fucking get it. You just get it. Sometimes the only place that I do feel like I belong is like my family or my cousins. But when I sat down with her, it was like an instant, deep, deep connection. And I finally understood what it meant to almost have your existence be validated by someone else because of how similar they are to you. We're both Moroccan. We were both born there. We both grew up in Canada. We both studied engineering. We both have parents that are teachers. We both moved to LA. We're both in the entertainment industry. We're both almost like neither this nor that. But in a way, that's what makes us special. But I've never been able to bond with someone else over that. I'm getting so gushy. Like, maybe I'm too much in the details. I'm just telling you guys about my life. Anyways, it was so incredible. And we talked for 3 hours straight at a cafe. It would have been 4 or 5, but I had an appointment after. And at this point, we're planning on like traveling together, on hanging out more, all of these things. And she already feels like a sister to me after hanging out one time. But this never would have happened if I didn't set time aside to meet someone new for the first time. And sometimes that's not going to happen right off the bat off of your first coffee. Sometimes it'll take 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, I don't know. But if I had never met her, I would have never been able to experience a whole new way of connecting with someone else and relating to someone else. And is it weird to say that I'm almost shocked that in my mid-20s, there are still such new feelings that I can feel and such different experiences that I can have? And ultimately, it's given me a bit of like a midlife crisis, but maybe in a good way. So let's get into living life, when to set aside productivity, like what work-life balance should be like, how much should one work? At what point do you consider yourself lazy? Should I just be going on cafe dates with people every day hoping to meet someone nice? Okay, probably not quite, but you get the vibe. Let's begin with my personal, frankly, codependent relationship with work and productivity. If you know much about me, I mean, as I mentioned, I studied engineering. Most of my early 20s have just been dedicated to streaming. I actually love to work. Like the other day, someone asked me, when do you think you're going to retire? And I was like, I don't think I'm ever going to retire in the classic sense of you retire and then you go garden and see your grandkids. Like, even if I had grandkids, I feel like I'd be running a nonprofit. I would just be doing shit because I like to do shit. And work brings me deep fulfillment and excitement and joy. However, especially given the fact that productivity, oh my God, like societally, we are so obsessed with it. We're obsessed with the 9 to 5 and the 5 to 9 and the what are you doing before work and what is your routine and are you progressing in your career and are you habit stacking and are you the grind set, the fucking grind set. We've been grind setting, okay? Can I sit down now? You get what I mean. And frankly, I was so tapped into that for so long. And I oftentimes nowadays catch myself. It's weird because like I love the way my life feels. Like I make a little content here and there. I make a little podcast. I have some meetings. I be doing a bunch of things at once. But because my productivity now doesn't look the way that it did before, and because I'm not outputting as much content all of the time, to be completely honest with you guys, I feel so guilty so frequently. Like I actually have to fight my brain because my brain will be telling me like you're a piece of shit because you're not streaming 5 or 6 times a week. Like it's kooky beans. That's and even when I have those thoughts and feelings, I'm like, weird champ. Like I'm going weird at my own brain because I know I am just being productive or living life in different ways than I was before. And maybe from an outsider's perspective, they could be like, oh, that's less output or that looks less productive to me. But bitch, I'm not living for you, am I? And if I was always living for other people, I wouldn't set time aside to meet someone new and grab a coffee. Like even something that little, is it not almost silly that at my age, I'm like so shocked by how good it can be to meet someone new? I feel like that is really reflective of how most of my time has been spent not doing that. Like I've never had a party phase of any sort, and I'm not saying I'm going to or that I need to, but should I? No, I'm kidding. But I do feel like I'm in a phase of my life where I'm really putting myself out there more than ever before. And that just feels very different to me. And I guess my point is that I'm struggling with a lot of feelings of productivity guilt, even though I'm still getting my shit done that I need to do. I'm curious if any of you guys have felt similarly, but I also very much recognize like work-life balance is always a work in progress. You know what I mean? Also, very, very important side note. I just want to say I hope that none of what I say today comes off as inconsiderate or out of touch. I'm very well aware that the economy is in a bad place. Like the job market is in a terrible place right now. Many people are living paycheck to paycheck, and that my perspective and my lived experience is likely very different from a lot of people's, though I don't think that means you can't draw parallels or relate to certain things. I just say this because I want people to keep in mind, like, I don't come from money. Everything I have is everything I've worked for. And what I'm saying today is absolutely not a commentary on what other people should do or how other people should live their lives. It's just meant to be a chat about my relationship to productivity, how that has changed over the years, and some fun hypotheticals or things that I've learned from putting myself out there more. So next up, I want to talk about how easy it is to get caught up in a state of maintenance where you're not really living. You know, when every thought in your brain is about work, routine, getting tasks done, doing what you need to do, sleep, eat, repeat. Like you just wake up and you're already, like your brain is already going. I need to do this, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. You get home, you do this, do this, do this. And you're either, it feels like you're either working or you might think you're doing something outside of working, but really you're just decompressing. I don't know how else to explain. Like there's work and there's play and there's decompressing. And I think one of the easiest ways that I can explain this is like, sometimes I am scrolling on social media or playing a game of Valorant, not in a way where I'm actively consuming or engaging with what I'm doing. I'm doing it as a way to turn my brain off after it's been running 100 miles an hour the entire day. I feel like maybe you guys can relate to that with social media. Like, I don't know. Sometimes you're just so tired or burnt out or exhausted or whatever, and you go on social media for this like numbing feeling of stimulation that isn't work. To me, that's what I categorize as decompressing. But when you decompress, it's kind of like you want your brain to be off. And you know what? We need some of that sometimes. Don't get me wrong. Like that's a very important time. But that to me is not really living. And I'm telling you this as someone who doesn't do that much living, okay? Either when you're just really focused on getting things done, or if all the thoughts in your mind are taken up by something else, I realized it ends up making me feel like I'm in a trance. And I can be in this trance for weeks or even months at a time where it feels like time is passing by really fast, but life isn't changing very much. Like I'm doing things, but not remembering them as well or feeling them as deeply. And to me, that's not really living. And I don't recognize that until I have like a really deep or meaningful experience with someone where I feel some sense of like connection or emotion or growth or something that's additive to my life. And then I go, whoa, I haven't felt something like this in so long. Like, this is the spice of life, you know? I'm doing the little like Italian chef hand thing. The spice of life, you know? And of course, work can be so deeply fulfilling. And the things that we do are the things that we do or need to do for a reason. Like, we need to do them. But once they become the only thing in your life, once we're no longer making time for our hobbies or making time for our friends or making time to deepen relationships or do new things, it starts feeling like a robotic way of living, no? Like, is it just me? I swear this podcast is just me being like, is it just me? But, oh, I think the best way that I can put it is it makes me feel like an NPC. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel like a fucking NPC. Until you have a really great time with someone or experience something really special and you're like, whoa, that was nice. It felt like I broke through this fog of just going by day to day. I'm curious if you guys have also ever felt like even time with your loved ones or your friends starts feeling robotic too. And like too routine. Like let's say you do the same thing with your friends all of the time. I think sometimes it's fine. Like you can do the same thing and it'll still be just as fun and it'll feel like a new experience. But I think there are times where I feel like even hanging out with other people is robotic. And maybe that has more to do with me than the people or what we're doing, but that's the best way that I can experience, I guess, this feeling of stagnation and just like living a robotic life tailored around productivity and doing shit. It feels very much like stagnation. And I guess after the last couple weeks I've had, I'm more cognizant of it. And I think that's a very positive step forward. Next up, let's discuss productivity and how, frankly, oftentimes I feel like my value as a human being is directly tied to how productive I am. Of course, as we mentioned earlier, our society, and not just society, like, bros, our society, everyone says that shit. But maybe what I mean is like, even social media culture, it places so much weight around productivity. And it's so output focused. Like, how often do you see videos where people talk about what they do to relax? No, people, I mean, the kind of videos that do the best are the ones where it's like, this is what I do at 7 a.m. and then at 7:30 and then at 8 and then after I do this, then I go on a run and then I get my kids and then I take my kids for a run and then I make them breakfast and then I take them to school and then I do a backflip and then I go to my 9 to 5 and then after 5 to 9 and then I'd go to the gym after and I went to the gym before and I even took a, you know? Oh my God. Again, grind set, kind of fucking over it. But I think we very much have an issue. Girl, I'm saying we, but it might just be me. I think it's very common to have a problem with conflating laziness and relaxation. Like, as soon as I start relaxing, I'm like, I get an itch of like, maybe you should go answer an email. It's stupid. And you know, I've actually in the past read some books on productivity, and I really appreciated that they would oftentimes include chapters that really emphasize how important it is to have an equal amount of work and play. And that actually, when you have a bit more play in your life, it can make you so much better at your work. And that's something that I've been trying really hard to implement in my life. I do not think I've figured it out, but I think I'm learning along the way, and that's kind of all that I can ask for myself, right? That's the best that I can do right now. But yeah, it's just, it can be so easy to not make time for yourself and to kind of forget about the reasons why we work in the first place, which is so that we can live, enjoy, afford things that we want, connect with other people, spend time with our friends and family. You always hear, you know, people who are much older and you're like, what are your regrets? And it's always some shit like not spending enough time with my family, not spending enough time with my kids. Because we're all a little bit capitalist brainwashed. I also think some part of it is sometimes human nature and what have you. Also, have you guys ever heard about how people often make this comparison of how in America, people live to work, like we just love work. And then people in Europe will say that they work to live, like they work to have enough money so that they can have a life. That was one of the things I kind of really learned while I was traveling, how this work culture can differ so much. Even just city to city, country to country, wherever you are. But that also means like, if it can be so different from person to person or city to city, we can kind of pick and choose the kind of life that we want to live. I saw this really good TikTok. I wish I could reiterate it. Of course, it's going to be hard, but this woman was essentially reciting how sometimes we start working and we work and we work so that we can impress our boss, so we can get a promotion, so that we can afford a bigger house with a nicer kitchen. But now we have a bigger house with a nicer kitchen and we have a higher mortgage. So we have to work harder to pay off the higher mortgage. And then you see your neighbor's kitchen and they have a better kitchen. And so your wife wants a new kitchen. And now you need a raise so you can afford it. You get what I mean? And she just like goes on and on and on. And the whole point is like, we work so hard sometimes to not even enjoy the fruits of our labor. And of course, this isn't applicable to everyone. I'm kind of just sharing the things that have resonated with me or that I found interesting. I really think sometimes living life is actually the harder choice because the status quo is very work and productivity centric. And of course, this isn't for everybody in every stage of your life, but you get what I mean. Whether you're a student or whether you've had a job or career for 5, 10 years, I think we can all agree work and career is such a big part of everybody's life and of what we talk about. And so it's easy to stay in line with that. And it's much harder to be like, actually, maybe I don't care about accomplishing more. Or maybe I want to do things on my own schedule. Of course, financials and otherwise permitting. And another thing, I found that in life, those are actually the people that I admire the most. The people who walk to the beat of their own drum, is that what it is? The people that I can tell aren't swayed by this constant need for more. And the people who know like what is enough to satisfy them. This reminds me, one time I was DMing one of you guys. I was talking to a girl, and I think I saw that she did really, really beautiful like crochet items. Like she was just so good at crocheting. I don't even remember what we were talking about, but I was like, oh my God, you are incredible at crocheting. Like, have you ever thought about making some sort of online store? Like, I feel like you would kill it. Like, I would buy so much of the stuff that you make. And she goes, bro, I've never had someone hit me with this. She goes, thanks, that's so sweet. I actually don't want to make an online store because I just want this to be a hobby. I said, period. Whoa. Like, and that's such a simple and fine thing to say. And tell me why it had me so shook, because no one's ever said something like that to me. To be fair, I'm very business minded and I kind of appreciate that about myself. And I almost felt bad that I projected that onto her. I was like, oh my God, you're right. Like you don't need to monetize all of your hobbies. You can just do a thing for fun and be really good at it. And it doesn't have to be your career. It doesn't have to be passive income. It doesn't have to be anything. Just do the thing because you like to do it. Like, wow. Personally, I would love to kind of tap into some new hobbies. Actually, you guys want to know what my bucket list is for this year? This year, I don't even really have like a career bucket list. My bucket list is I want to go horseback riding. I want to do pottery more and I want to play tennis because I haven't really ever gone horseback riding or played tennis. I have done pottery, but just not enough. Like those are my yearly goals. Is that a good or bad thing? I don't know. I also want to touch on the fact that comparison is just really the thief of joy in this regard, especially when it comes to productivity and life and all of these things. And I want to touch on this while also mentioning that I feel like your productivity can be kind of different in different phases or seasons of your life. And I think it's really good to be aware of that. And what I mean by that is, for example, when I was studying engineering, like I just knew this was a grind set moment of my life. And I was hoping that at some point down the line, you know, ideally you get a job and that was what the grind was for. And when you get a job, hopefully you'll have some time on the side to enjoy your life, to do whatever. Right? So it's like working towards a certain goal might require almost lack of work-life balance at certain times. But I think it's just important for us to be aware of this so that we don't let it become a permanent state of being. I think that's what's really dangerous at times and what I oftentimes am fearful of slipping into. In line with that, comparison is the thief of joy because all we do is compare our productivity to others or our career to others or our whatever to others. And I know I'm not just going to sit here and be like, don't compare. Like, it's kind of a natural human thing, but actually don't. But instead of just saying don't, let me tell you one thing that I do to help alleviate this sense of comparison. And maybe it will help and or work for you. So one of the things that I often do is when I see someone and I'm envious of something that they have, like, let's just say they have a really, really incredible, substantial career or they're accomplished in ways that I feel I'm not accomplished. Instead of sitting there and feeling bad about myself, one, I try to take it as inspiration instead of intimidation, like use it as motivation. But let me tell you the actual trick. And this actually works better if you know the person really well. Oftentimes, I will look at aspects of people's lives like that and be like, damn, you know, I wish I had their X thing, something in their life. But ask yourself, would you happily take the downsides or struggles that they have as well? And that's why I said this is a better comparison to make when you really know someone. But it's like, there are people that I've envied who are really good at something, but have no close friends or no relationship to their family or work is their entire life. So you have to understand that everything you see that someone else has that you want, it comes with a downside. And you're probably not always ready for that downside. And I think it's just so common nowadays for people to want the byproduct of something without the work or effort that it takes to get there or without the downsides. I think fame is a great one. So many people are like, oh, I wish I was rich and famous so I could do a couple movies a year and then I'm done. Okay, and sometimes these rich and famous people have paparazzi following them everywhere. They don't have a lick of privacy. They have a hard time making genuine connections. They have their private lives splattered all over the internet. They have potentially severe body dysmorphia or mental health issues or what have you, right? Would you take the pros with the cons? Like, really try to go through that process sometimes, and sometimes that really helps alleviate that sense of comparison. I don't want to life coach too hard, but yeah, I think it's just important to remember to be flexible and remember that the pendulum will usually swing. If you're in a more relaxed phase of your life, know when it's time to grind. And if you're grinding right now, keep in mind that at some point, like, that has to be a grind towards a goal and that hopefully you have a different work-life balance kind of situation in mind for that different phase of your life. Essentially, just I feel like we constantly have to be really considerate of the decisions that we're making for ourselves. Otherwise, our environment and other people will make those decisions for us. Let me leave you guys with a couple tiny tips and tricks on how to move forward. So, as I said, the comparison trick is great. I think also jotting down any time you feel really good about something, whether that's work or whether that's an experience you had, life, play, I think it helps to note so that you know to go back to it, so that you know. It makes me feel so much better when I take even a weekend to go see my family, or when I plan something special and new to do with my friends, or when I XYZ. Unfortunately, it really does take quite a bit of effort at times. Another thing, learn when to say no. Sometimes you gotta take the fucking sick day. Sometimes you gotta take an L for a personal W. Kind of have to like pick and choose your battles. I'm kind of going through some situations like that too, where I'm choosing between certain work things and certain personal freedoms. And I think I'm trying to tell myself that it's okay for my answer to be different at different phases of my life when my goals are different. Maybe my goal right now isn't to grind set 24/7, and maybe in 3 years it's going to be to do that again, because 3 years ago it was. But you know, that's the beautiful thing about life. Like, it ebbs and it flows, and you can kind of choose what direction you want to head down. And ultimately, just remember that too much of anything isn't good. Even the things that everybody thinks are good, like productivity. Even too much productivity is not good. And for me, maybe too much going out wouldn't be good either. But we'll see. Yeah, I think that's all for me today. Remember to just seek out balance, enjoy your life, and lean into what feels good. And honestly, if right now working your ass off feels good to you, fucking do it. That's another beautiful part of life. It's your prerogative. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate us 5 stars on Spotify. You can do it on mobile. You go to the Spotify page for Don't Tell Anyone, and then in the top right, there will be triple dots, and you can just click that and leave a little rating. Otherwise, let me know what you thought on the Don't Tell Anyone Instagram, or DMs, or on any of the clips we post, or anything. Thank you guys so much for your support. Love and appreciate ya, and I'll see ya in the next one. Bye!